堂听 class.com
A practical course in interpretation
实用英语口译教程
Unit 1 Note taking in interpreting
第一单元口译笔记
8 Note taking exercises
朱镕基总理2001年3月15日在九届全国人大四次会议记者招待会上答记者问。
我们注意到，您在这次会议的报告中提出，近期要继续实施积极的财政政策。请问，您如何看待中国现在的财政赤字？如果再连续几年增发国债的话，财政风险会不会逐渐加大？会不会出现通货膨胀？
We have noticed that you have stated in the report that China will continue to pursue a proactive fiscal policy. What is your view about the current fiscal deficit? If additional treasury bonds are issued for a few more years, will this entail more fiscal risk year after year? And will this lead to inflation?
1997年亚洲发生金融危机，中国经济也面临很大的困难。一个是外贸出口大幅度下降。1997年中国的出口增长了 20%, 到1998年出口变成了零增长，以至于负增长。有的中小金融机构发生了一些危机，或者说挤兑。国有企业约有1000万职工下岗。因为需求不足，大多数工业产品生产能力都供过于求。当时面临着这么大的困难，对究竟应当采取什么对策，有各种各样的建议。比方说，有人建议人民币应该贬值，以促进出口。也有另外一种建议，把国有资产卖了就可以度过这个危机。但是党中央国务院果断做出了采取积极财政政策和稳健货币政策的决策。这个决策执行三年以来，事实证明是正确的。
The Asian financial crisis broke out in 1997, and that presented China with lots of difficulties. For instance, our exports suffered a drastic decline.In 1997, our exports grew by 20% over the previous year. However, after the crisis had broken out, in 1998, our foreign exports suffered a zero growth rate, or even a negative growth rate. And our small and medium-sized financial institutions also suffered all kinds of crises, like disbursement and bank runs.Because of the lack of demand and the undercapacity operation of state-owned enterprises, 10 million workers in SOEs had to be laid off. Much of our industrial and agricultural production was laid idle. How to cope with these difficulties? What kind of measures should we adopt? At that time, we had before us all kinds of proposals. For instance,Some people suggested that we should devalue our currency in order to give a boost to our exports. Some other people said, why not simply sell state assets, which would have helped us to get over the difficulties. But the CPC, Communist Party of China, Central Committee, and the State Council made a resolute decision to pursue a proactive fiscal policy and a prudent monetary policy.These policies have been implemented for 3 years, and the facts have proved how successful these policies are.
为什么是正确的呢？因为当时的历史条件是中国的人财物都不缺乏。财指的是银行里居民的储蓄存款很多。但由于工业加工生产能力过剩，已经没有多少有效益的项目可以把银行的存款贷出去，而银行还得照付利息。 如果国有银行的这些资金不能动用起来，对国家财政就是很沉重的负担。因此，我们采取由国家财政向银行发行国债的形式，把银行的资金动用起来。另一方面，有些国有企业的生产能力严重过剩，只有进行基础设施建设，才能够把这些过剩的生产能力利用起来，但仍有大量的职工下岗。在这种情况下，我们三年发了3600亿元国债，搞了15000亿的基础设施建设，把整个国民经济都带动起来了，现在的成绩是非常明显的。
Why do I say that our policies are correct? It is because of historical circumstances at that time. At that time, China did not lack financial resources because people had saved a lot of money in their bank accounts. But because of the surplus production capacity of our industries, banks could not find ideal and efficient projects to make loans to. So they had to suffer the payment of interest to those saving deposits, which were laying idle. If the banks could not make an efficient use of those savings, it would be a tremendous financial burden on the state. Therefore, through the issue of treasury bonds, we sold the bonds to the bank. In this way, we made the best use of the savings in the deposits. On the other hand, there were excessive surpluses of production capacity on the part of enterprises.So we had to undertake many projects in order to utilize those surplus production capacities. But even with those measures, there were still lots of workers who had to be laid off. So for 3 years, we issued a total of 360 billion yuan of treasury bonds, and that led to 1.5 trillion yuan of total investment in infrastructure projects. As a result,The overall national economy has been revitalized. The outcome of these policies has been very effective and successful.
首先，这些资金都是投入基础设施建设的。这三年，我们修建了17万公里的公路，其中1万公里是高速公路，新建、扩建和电气化铁路10000公里。长江几千里的大堤也都达到了防洪的标准。再遇到1998年那样大的洪水，我们也不害怕了。各个城市也都进行了基础设施建设，全国的生态和环境保护都得到了改善，这个效益是很明显的。其次，基础设施建设带动了工业生产，国有企业增加了税收和利润，国有企业改革和脱困的三年目标基本实现，国家的财政收入也大大增加了。我们从去年，也就是说实行积极的财政政策的第三年，看到了这个效果。去年全国财政收入是13880亿元，比1999年增收1960亿元跨了很大的一个台阶，因此我们能够还债。
First, the money actually went to the infrastructure projects. Over the past 3 years, with capital raised through these channels, we managed to build 170,000 kilometers of highway, including 10,000 kilometers of expressway. We have also built or upgraded 10,000 kilometers of railway. We have also consolidated the embankments along such rivers as the Yangtze River.Which has made them better prepared for floods. If China is hit once again by a flood as serious as the one that hit us in 1998, it would not cause as much concern because the banks have been consolidated. We have also used the money to improve the ecosystem and the environment. We have built some sewage disposal works. These effects are very evident. Secondly, with these infrastructure projects,Enterprises are able to start operation. and this has led to the turning around of state-owned enterprises in 3 years. It has also led to the increase of tax revenue. The state's revenues have increased by a wide margin. Last year, we already saw the favorable results of this policy. We saw very clearly that if we boost the production in the national economy, it could lead to the increase of revenue. Last year, the total national revenue amounted to 1.388 trillion yuan, an increase of 196 billion yuan over that of 1999, and that was a big increase. So we are in a sound financial position to service all those treasury bonds.
是的，我们的财政赤字是增加了，还增加的比较多。但是所有扩大的赤字都是用于基础设施建设。我们有能力使国债能够得到双倍的收益。我认为增发国债没有任何风险。
It is true that we are seeing a significant increase in fiscal deficits. But we have to keep in mind the fact that all the deficits have been used to support infrastructure projects. We are able to pay back twice as much as the debts that we owe. I don't see any real risk.
去年我跟美国的前财政部长鲁宾先生在新疆见面。我问他对中国实行积极的财政政策有什么意见。他问我现在国债的余额，我说 1.2 万亿元。这包括了过去历年借的国债，占我国国内生产总值的 14%。他干脆地告诉我说这没有任何危险，离大家公认的警戒线 20% 还差得很远。当然，我并不是因为他说了这个话就放心了。我是从去年的实践，就是财政收入一年增加1960亿元，感到手里有钱，真金白银都回来了，因此我放心了。
Last year, I had a meeting with former U.S. Treasury Secretary Mr. Rubin in Xinjiang. During the meeting, I asked his opinion about China's proactive fiscal policy.He asked me about the overall size of the treasury bonds. I said the cumulative amount of the national debt stood at 1.2 trillion yuan, accounting for 14% of the GNP. He gave me a very clear-cut answer. There is no risk at all, because it is still far away from the 20% international safety level. So I was reassured. But certainly, I was more reassuredby the fact that these policies resulted in the increase of fiscal revenue by 196 billion yuan last year. So I've got real money in my pocket, which gives me real confidence that it won't lead to any risk.
这次人民代表大会通过今年再发1500亿元的国债。用于现有国债项目的建设和西部地区大开发的新建项目。我估计明年可能还需要再发1500亿元的国债。经过这两年以后，现有的国债项目都完成了，西部地区的大开发初具规模，国有企业进入良性循环，财政收入增加，社会资金渠道增多。我相信今后不需要再发这么多国债了。也许就不用发国债了，咱们等着瞧吧。
This year, the State Council's proposal was adopted by the current session of the National People's Congress. We will issue an additional amount of 150 billion yuan of treasury bonds to support the ongoing projects and also to undertake new projects in the development of China's western region.I expect that in the next year, maybe another 150 billion yuan of treasury bonds will be issued. With this new issuance of treasury bonds, we will be able to finish all those ongoing projects in 2 years, and the program of developing China's western region will assume an initial scale. At that time, since we have already arrived at the favorable situation of a sound cycle on the part of state-owned enterprises and have more fiscal revenue and various channels to raise social capital, I don't think there is a need for us to issue as many treasury bonds as we do now. Or perhaps there is no need at all to issue any treasury bonds to undertake those construction projects. Let's wait and see.
但是我也有另外一种担心，现在老百姓一听说要发国债，半夜就起来到银行排队，国债一个上午就卖光了。我担心将来不发国债的话，老百姓会对我们有意见。这个道理也很简单，现在银行储蓄的利率一年期只有 2.25%，而国债三年期年利率是 2.87%， 五年期年利率是 3.07%， 有点差别。但是发行国债后，银行的存款并没有减少，在征收利息所得税以后，存款依然还在增加，这表明人民对我国的经济是有信心的。
But I have another concern. When we announce that a new treasury bond will be issued, the general public is very excited. They get up early in the morning and queue before the banks. All the treasury bonds are sold out in a mere morning. If we decide not to issue any more treasury bonds, I'm afraid the general public will be quite unhappy.The reason is simple. It lies in the discrepancy of interest rates. For a one-year deposit, the interest rate is only 2.25%, whereas the interest rate for the three-year maturity treasury bond is 2.87%, and for the five-year maturity treasury bond, the interest rate stands at 3.07%. So there is a real difference.Although we have issued treasury bonds, savings in the banks have not decreased. Since we impose the interest tax, savings continue to increase in the banks. I think this is proof enough to show that the Chinese public has confidence in the government.
我想就日本教科书问题提一个问题。日本已经对历史教科书进行了一些修改。您如何看待日本教科书的修改？另外，教科书问题会不会影响日中两国领导人的互访？
I'd like to pose a question relating to the textbook issue. Japan has made amendments to the history textbook. What's your view on those amendments?And what kind of impact will this issue have on the Japan-China relationship and on the exchange of visits between the leaders of the two countries? How would you characterize the current state of affairs in the Japan-China relationship?
中日之间的关系已经在1998年江泽民主席访问日本的时候共同确定了一种致力于和平和发展的友好合作伙伴关系。去年我访问日本的时候，按照江泽民主席所提出来的以史为鉴面向未来的精神，和日本政府的领导人进行了友好的会谈。我也向各界人士做了一些增信释疑的工作。我认为目前中日两国关系的主流是很好的。
President Jiang Zemin paid a state visit to Japan in 1998. During that visit, both sides agreed to work towards a friendly and cooperative relationship that is oriented towards peace and development. Ever since then, the relationship between the two countries has grown significantly. I myself visited Japan last year. in accordance with the spirit of using history as a guide and mirror, and looking forward to the future put forward by President Jiang, I held friendly discussions with leaders of the Japanese government. I also worked to enhance trust and reduce misgivings through meetings and talks with people from all social sectors in Japan. In my opinion, the overall relationship between Japan and China is good.
它是日本同整个亚洲有关国家和亚洲人民的问题。如果日本的军国主义者发动侵略战争这个历史事实被歪曲，那不但伤害了中国人民的感情，而且伤害了全亚洲人民的感情。这些教科书是要由日本政府的文部省来审定的，所以日本政府对修改教科书负有不可推卸的责任。不能够以观点言论自由作为借口来推卸这个责任。我听说已经做了一些修改，但是根据亚洲各国人民的反应，这种修改是不够的。
The question of the history textbook is not just an issue between China and Japan. Rather, it is an issue between Japan and all the Asian countries and people throughout Asia. If the past history of aggression started by Japanese militarists is denied, and if the historical facts are distorted, it will not only hurt the feelings of the Chinese people, but also those of people throughout Asia.Since the textbook would have to be reviewed by the Japanese government, or to be more specific, by the Ministry of Education, the government of Japan bears unshirkable responsibility to have those amendments made. They should not avoid taking responsibility on the grounds that people have freedom of view and freedom of speech.I know that certain changes to the amendments have already been made. But according to the views of people throughout Asia, these changes are not enough.
我认为这并不是谁要去干涉日本的内政，也是关系到日本人民同包括中国人民在内的亚洲人民能不能世世代代友好下去的问题，也是关系日本人民的利益的问题。当然，我并不认为这个问题会影响中日两国之间的来往，包括高层的来往。我再次重申，我邀请森喜朗首相今年访问中国。
I don't think this is an issue that should be regarded as interference in Japan's internal affairs. Rather, this is a serious issue.That will have a bearing on whether or not the people of Japan and of other Asian countries, including China, can develop a friendly relationship from generation to generation. So it is also in the interests of Japan to have this problem solved. I don't think this should affect the interactions between China and Japan or exchange of visits between senior leaders. On this occasion,I'd like to once again extend my invitation to the Japanese Prime Minister, Yoshiro Mori, to visit China this year. Last year, I paid a visit to Japan. I felt I had very good communication with the Japanese people during my visit, and it left me with a memorable impression.
本届政府任职期间，在政府机构改革和职能转变方面取得了重大进展。您这一次在关于十五计划纲要的报告里提出，要进一步实行政企分开，切实转变政府职能。请问您对于目前政府机构改革和职能转变方面哪些进展比较满意，哪些方面还不太满意，哪些方面准备着力推进？
I would like to ask a question relating to the political restructuring. We have noticed that since you took office, significant progress has been made in the institutional reform of the government, as well as the transformation of the functions of government. In the outline of the 10th five-year plan, 2001 to 2005, you also said efforts should be made to further separate government administration from enterprises management to effectively transform the functions of government. May I ask about the progress made so far in this field? What has left you satisfied and what has left you feeling unsatisfied? And in what area are you going to press ahead with greater efforts?
我认为本届政府的机构改革是成功的。从1998年以后，我们用很短的时间通过机构改革，使包括国务院系统的机关干部从33000人减少到16000多人，也就是说减了一半，没有发生任何的动荡。现在各省、自治区、直辖市的政府机构也按照同样的比例进行了精简。今年我们又确定对于市县的机构按照 20% 的比例进行精简，辞退编外人员。这些政府机构的改革对于提高政府的效率和政府职能的转变有很大的好处。现在政府机构的办事效率有很大的提高。
I think our efforts in carrying out the institutional reform of the government have been successful. Since 1998, in a very short period of time, we have managed to cut down the size of the staff of the State Council from 33,000 to 16,000, a margin of 50%. And no dislocation has resulted. And the provincial and municipal governments have also reduced their staff by the same proportion.And this year, we have asked governments at the county and city levels to cut their staff by 20%. Those who are not in the personnel quota will be asked to leave government offices. As a result, I think the government has improved its work efficiency and improved its institutional functions. So I can say that as far as the state council departments are concerned, our work efficiency has improved significantly.
当然我也有不满意的地方，就是我们政府机构的职能转变还没有完成，有些干部习惯于计划经济体制下的政府工作。对于在社会主义市场经济条件下政府职能还不是很清楚，做了一些不应该做的事情。我把这个叫做角色错位。因此我们还在进行改革，去年已经把10个国家局相当于过去的10个部撤销了9个，改革了1个，这就是很大的变化。同时我们还加强一些适应社会主义市场经济要求的部门，比方说国家工商行政管理局、国家质量技术监督局和国家出入境检验检疫局、新闻出版署，这些部门我们要加强，要升格。也就是说他们原来是副部级单位，现在要变成正部级单位。当然政府职能的转变不是一件容易的事，需要时间，我们将继续努力。
Of course, there are still some aspects that I'm not very satisfied with.For instance, we are yet to complete our task in transforming the functions of government. Our staff are too accustomed to working under the planned economy. They are not adjusted well enough to the socialist market economy. So they are not highly aware of the proper role they should play under the socialist market economy. They have not played their role properly.And the reforms in this area are still going on. Last year, we actually reformed 10 bureaus, bureaus that were actually ministries in early days. So we dissolved 9 industrial bureaus, and we reformed 1 bureau, That was a very significant change. With regard to the other departments, for those that meet the needs of the socialist market economy, we have reinforced them, particularly institutions like the State Administration of Industry and Commerce, the State Bureau of Quality and Technical Supervision, and the State Import and Export Inspection and Quarantine Bureau. For these types of institutions, they have to be reinforced and upgraded from the vice ministerial level to full ministerial level. Of course, it is no easy job at all to transform the functions of government. It takes time, and we will continue to work very hard.
MMD 和 TMD， 我们知道中国强烈和坚决反对美国发展 MMD 和将台湾纳入 TMD， 但是如果美国一意孤行的话，中国会怎么办？
I have a question concerning the National Missile Defense and Theater Missile Defense Systems.We know China is firmly opposed to the development of NMD by the U.S. and also opposed the U.S. attempt to incorporate Taiwan under the TMD system. My question is, that if the United States decides to go ahead with these two programs, how will China react?
你这个问题我一句话很难回答。是不是允许我谈一谈中美关系的问题？我想这也是大家所关心的。布什总统上任以来，政府换了新人，有些人我们不很熟悉，有的还不认识。因此，中美关系的磨合还需要一个过程。我们从华盛顿得到了很多的信息，我们非常认真的研读和仔细的解析。我们有时候感到这些信息有些矛盾，需要澄清。我们也得到了使我们满意的澄清。有些问题我们感到是误会，需要沟通，我们也进行了有效的沟通。钱其琛副总理即将访问美国，这就是我们在高层次的沟通。我也收到了鲍威尔国务卿的来信。
It is hard for me to answer your question in a single sentence. Maybe I can share with you my observation on China-US relations. I know it is also of interest to all of you. After George W. Bush took office,The new U.S. administration was formed. We are not quite familiar with it. We are not acquainted with some members of the new U.S. administration, and it takes time for the two sides to get to know each other. 我们收到了美国国务卿的来信。We have asked them to make clarification. In some cases, they have made clarifications to our satisfaction. And in other cases, because of misunderstanding, there is a need for us to make effective communication with each other. Vice Premier Chen Qiqian will soon pay a visit to the United States, and this represents an exchange of views at a high level.I myself have received a letter from the Secretary of State, Colin Powell.
我要郑重地告诉大家，江泽民主席和布什总统之间的信息渠道是畅通的，他们保持着密切的联系。我们得到的直接的信息是布什总统重视中美关系。认为这种关系有助于构筑21世纪，而且他希望和江泽民主席一道，共同促进中美两国关系稳定健康的发展。 我们明确地被告知，美国将坚持一个中国的政策，继续履行在中美三个联合公报中的承诺。关于我们两国存在的分歧，布什总统也表示，将会通过平等、互相尊重、协商的方式来解决。他也相信，台湾问题将会得到妥善的解决。
Now I want to tell you that the channel of exchange of views between President Jiang Zemin and President George W. Bush is opened and unimpeded, and that they have kept in close touch. 。The message we have received directly from the United States is that President Bush attaches importance to the relations with China. And in his view, the China-U.S. relationship is important and helpful for the shaping of the 21st century. He has also expressed the hope that, together with President Jiang, he will work to bring about a stable and steadily growing China-U.S. relationship.They have told us in clear-cut terms that the United States continues to adhere to the One China principle, and they will continue to honor the commitment as enshrined in the three China-U.S. joint communiques. 。With regard to the differences between China and the United States, President Bush has also stated that these should be resolved through consultation on the basis of equality and mutual respect.He also expressed that he believes the question of Taiwan will certainly be appropriately resolved.
当然，我们也有分歧，比如说美国新政府的一些高级人士认为，中美双方所确定的面向21世纪的建设性的战略伙伴关系是不对的，应该改为竞争对手关系。但是他们也认为，竞争对手不一定是敌人。所以，我认为这个问题还需要沟通，关键是怎么理解战略伙伴关系。我们所讲的战略就是一个长期稳定的意思。中国的外交政策从来是不结盟，也不针对第三者。至于伙伴关系与竞争对手并不是矛盾的。在当前，和平与发展是时代的主题。在经济全球化的进程下，我们国与国之间既有竞争也有合作。我很高兴听到鲍威尔先生讲，中美虽然是竞争对手，但是在贸易方面我们还是伙伴。而且他也认为，在其他领域我们也应该进行合作。因此，我看这个分歧不算太大。
There also exist some differences between China and the United States. For instance, some senior members of the U.S. administration believe that the constructive strategic partnership with orientation toward the 21st century as agreed upon by the two sides was a misnomer and does not reflect a true picture. Relations between the two countries should be characterized as one of competitive rivalry.But it is also their view that competitors are not necessarily enemies. There is a need for better communication to properly understand the connotation of a constructive partnership. By strategic, we mean a long-term stable relationship. In our foreign policy, it has been our consistent stance not to enter any alliance with any other country, and the relationship will never be targeted against by any third country. 。Partnership and competition are not always at odds with each other. Now, the theme of the world is peace and development, and we are seeing a growing trend of economic globalization. So countries compete and cooperate at the same time. Therefore, I am pleased to hear from Mr. Powell, and although China and the United States are competitors, they are partners in the field of trade. He also holds the view that China and the United States are to cooperate in other areas. So I do not think the differences are very serious.
我记得1998年我在伦敦开亚欧会议的时候，我与美国前总统老布什见面的时候，他第一句话就问我，你们中国的私有化搞得怎么样了？顺利吗？我当时吃了一惊。我说，布什先生，中国不搞私有化，我们搞的是股份化。股份制是实现公有制的多种形式之一。他说，不管你怎么说，反正我们两个人都认为这么做就行了。我觉得他说的也很对。是不是可以说一种共识各自表述啊？我赞成布什总统说的，中美两国的友好合作关系有利于构筑21世纪。我也相信，中美两国16亿人民之间长期稳定的友好合作关系，一定会有利于全世界60亿人民之间的和平、发展、繁荣、稳定。我们很高兴布什总统接受了江泽民主席的邀请，将要参加今年10月20日在上海召开的 APEC 领导人非正式会晤并访问北京。我相信这是我们相互沟通的一个大好的机会。
I still remember my meeting with former US President George Bush when I went to London in 1998 for the ASEM, the Asia-Europe meeting. He asked me how I am progressing with the privatization program in China. I was quite shocked. I told him that China did not go for privatization. What we are doing in China is actually corporatization, and corporatization is only one of the many ways to realize public ownership. The answer I got from him was, well, no matter how you describe it, we know what is going on. We all agree. And I also had the impression that he was quite right. Maybe this can also be described as a consensus expressed in different ways. I fully endorse this view of President Bush that friendly relations and cooperation between China and the United States would be helpful for shaping the 21st century. And I also believe that the long-term stable friendly relations and cooperation between the 1.6 billion Chinese and American people would be in the interests of peace, development, prosperity, and stability for the entire 6 billion people around the world. I am also very happy that President Bush has already accepted the invitation from President Zheng to attend the informal APEC leadership meeting that is scheduled for October 20th of this year in Shanghai, and also pay a state visit to China. I am very pleased because the visit to China by President Bush will present an excellent opportunity for the two countries to communicate better with each other.
NMD, 中国的立场是明确的，我们反对。因为它违反了反导条约 ABM, 同时它只会导致国际的军备竞赛。我们多次明确向美国表明了我们的态度，我们也知道布什总统表示会和中国进行协商。
Now I can come back to your question concerning NMD. Our stance is a clear-cut one. We are opposed to NMD. We are opposed because it is against the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty and can only lead to an international arms race. We have explicitly expressed our position on many occasions on this issue to the U.S. side, and we have noted that President Bush has expressed the view that they have consultations with China on this issue.
朱总理，现在社会上对收入分配问题意见比较强烈。您在15计划纲要的报告中也提出，要规范社会分配秩序，防止收入差距过分扩大。请问总理，您对当前收入差距是怎样看待的？政府准备采取哪些有力措施调节收入分配？谢谢。
Premier Zhu, now the general public feels very strongly about the income gap between different groups of people. In the 10th five-year plan, you call for the regulation of social distribution in order to avoid excessive discrepancy in income distribution. What is your comment about the current gap in income distribution? And what forceful measures will the government adopt to solve the problem? Thank you.
收入分配差距过大的问题值得我们认真注意，但是我认为它目前还没有达到严重的地步。中国1999年的调查根据国际惯例所计算的基尼系数是 0.39， 也就是说接近于国际认为的警戒线的水平。但是我认为由于下面的一些原因， 问题还没那么严重。第一，因为历史原因，城乡收入差距很大。由于目前粮食供给的相对过剩，粮价下跌，农民收入增幅有所下降，主要是粮食主产区的农民收入下降更多一些。这个问题，党中央、国务院非常重视。 已经把增加农民收入作为当前经济工作的首要任务放在突出的位置。我们将出台一系列措施来解决这个问题。The
gap in income distribution deserves very close attention, but I don't think it has reached a serious level yet. According to the survey done in 1999, the Gini coefficient stood at 0.39, which was quite close to the international danger level. But for the following reasons, the situation is not as serious as it seems. 1st, the gap of income between the urban and rural residents was something caused by historical reasons. At the moment, there is a relative surplus in food supply and the price of grain has dropped, which has resulted in the decline in the increase of income for the farmers in the grain-producing areas. The CPC, Central Committee, and the State Council have attached great importance to this issue, and we have taken it as our top priority to help increase the farmers' income. This has been given a very prominent position in the report, and we are going to adopt a series of measures to see their income increases.
第二，城市居民中，由于国有企业的改革还没有完成，下岗和失业的职工还比较多，因此在职职工和下岗职工之间收入差距也越来越大。这个问题， 我们将通过完善和建立规范的社会保障体系和改进再就业的工作来解决。Secondly,
the income gap among urban residents. The reform of state-owned enterprises is not complete yet, and there are still numerous workers who will be laid off or unemployed, and the income gap between the working population on the one hand and the laid-off workers on the other is widening. We are going to have these problems solved through the establishment and improvement of a standardized social security system, and also through better work in helping them get re-employed.
第三，某些行业或者产业，或者由于历史的原因，由于垄断的优势，使它的收入过高。我们即将对这些垄断行业，包括电力、电信、铁路、民航进行体制改革，消除他们的垄断地位。 当然，我们还会通过税制的手段来缩小收入的差距。比方说，我们的个人所得税制最多的应该交45%的税，也就是说，收入的一半应该交给国家。在这些方面，我们执行的还不很好，今后要更好的改进，依法征收。 总之，三句话。 值得注意，尚不严重，正在解决。Thirdly,
because of the monopoly that has been formed because of historical reasons, certain sectors and certain industries have been overpaid. 。Soon the telecom industry, power sector, railway industry, and civil aviation industries will be restructured. After the restructuring, they will no longer enjoy the monopoly position. 。And of course, we will resort to taxation as an approach to narrow the income gap. For instance, the highest tax rate for personal income tax can be as high as 45%. In other words, nearly half of the personal income will be turned over as taxed. But the policy in taxation has not been adequately implemented. There is still room for improvement. So in the future, we will try to work harder and try to collect taxes in accordance with the law. 。To sum up, with regard to the problem you have raised, it deserves careful attention. Not serious yet, already working to resolve it.